You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fabian Fanboy on the line from Hollywood, California. Hey, brother, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Got a bit of a shambles, actually. It's raining, it's cold, it's Auckland, as. And you're in Hollywood. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty grey here, too, frankly.
Well, you're going to pull out, you're going to pull out of that.
Overcast for a couple of days.
What, beg your pardon me?
It's been overcast here. It's been like sort of almost raining.
Great day to go to the movies, though.
Hell yeah, and one of the best movies of the year is out now. Came out in New Zealand yesterday.
Have you seen
Wonder Woman yet?
I have yet to see Wonder Woman, but it's causing all sorts of hullabaloo, good and bad, hasn't it?
What's the bad?
Well, you know, there's all sorts of
Lebanon.
Lebanon won't play it. Then there's a. I'm not going to say who said it, but someone said, apparently she's a bit dim.
Oh my God! Who said that?
Look,
I'll fight them.
I can't say.
Was it Mike Havoc?
No. It was a young lady.
I was told that by someone who...
Turns out it was Sarah.
Who interviewed her. Who you know, Fabian.
Well, I've interviewed her, and she's not dumb at all. English is her second language.
Well, then I guess the person that told me that is wrong.
English is her second language.
I guess the person who told me that is wrong.
Hang on. Yeah, no. I know the circumstances here. He's wrong about that.
Okay. Okay, we'll tell him on air.
Yeah.
Steve Newell, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, that was a while ago, and I spoke to her just last week. She's great.
Awesome.
But it's important to remember that that she doesn't, like, English is not her first language, and she's really good at sounding like an English speaker in movies, but she does struggle a little bit with some words, so... Maybe Steve should just become a bit more globally acknowledging.
Globally aware.
The differences of the Tower of Babel.
Perhaps because English is her second language, she's gaining quite a few fans in the sassy feminist community, because when she's asked about what she's wearing or why she's not wearing high heels, her answers are quite blunt, and, you know, I'm not wearing heels because flats are more comfortable.
She's great. What? I mean, she can speak very nice English. When Steve did it, it was a video interview, and that always sort of heightens the situation a little bit. Her and I, we sat down, we had a nice half-hour chat. She's great.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
And she's honestly a really cool, and she's great in the film, and she's living up to it outside of the film, as you say. And you just, this film calls culture to account for it's not having told this kind of story yet, you know?
It's a big call. For people who don't really, who aren't familiar with it, it looks like a hell of a superhero movie, doesn't it?
It's that, definitely, and it's a great antidote to how brutal and grim these DC movies have been, Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad. No sense of what drove those characters in any kind of fundamental way in those films. Not the case here. They lean into Wonder Woman, what she represents. She is a, like Batman and Superman, you know, the character itself is not as complicated as, say, a Marvel character, which has usually has a bit more character depth. But they've lent into kind of the purity and the singular wonderful qualities about why Wonder Woman's important, and they've put them up on screen in a really great way, and I just really, really enjoyed it. And as I mentioned last week, like, I've got this 4.5-year-old niece who's kind of the light of my life, and if you know a little girl, if you are a little girl, if you know, it just sort of, it takes that potential and power and spirit and turns it into a kick-ass superhero. It's great.
Which is what they've always wanted Wonder Woman to be, haven't they? Really, you know, I guess, you know, fans of Wonder Woman have always been very protective of that side of it.
Well, in a certain way, yes, totally. In a certain way, she remains kind of undefined in popular culture. We had the Linda Carter Show, which was pretty basic. They never really got into her origin on that show. I mean, I remember that. I used to spin around.
Yeah, hey.
They show her on the island in the beginning, but it's kind of a whole lot of Days of Our Lives actors and wearing sheets.
Which at the time, also you had Fantasy Island was on screen.
That's
and
true.
And you, sometimes I used to muddy that up with even Gilligan's Island sometimes.
Too many islands.
Well, it's funny. That's what's surprising about this is how well all the sort of island Amazonian magical stuff does work here. You see her growing up on this island full of ladies. And she's learning to be kick-ass, and it's kind of amazing. And there's this huge battle scene where it's all ladies. It's like, who ever thought that could be so awesome? Or you know, it seems crazy that, I mean, I didn't think it couldn't be awesome, but it just seems crazy that it's taken this long for us to get kind of, you know, a lady-centric
but as you say,
action kick-ass hero.
It's the first DC superhero film fronted by a female character, yeah?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of the first big superhero film written by a female, or if you don't count Elektra, starring right. Jennifer Garner.
Oh, wow, let me be the
10 years
let
ago.
Let me just chuck it. Let me just chuck it in there. Sorry about that.
But yeah.
I mean, you know, someone might go out and rent it or something this weekend, and I don't want to get the blame for that.
No, it's a bona fide shit in that one. But yeah, it's the first of many things. With stories like this these days, fans get very, you know, invested, as you say, and everyone's demanding that something does this and something does that. I take the perspective of, well, what are they going to do with it? It's such a high-pressure situation. How are they going to combine all these elements to make something cool and awesome? And they just totally did it in this film. And so I think it's an unmitigated success. And, yeah, it's a great action movie, great superhero movie, but a great, you know, feminist, kick-ass, woman-rule movie.
Do guys come out looking a bit lame? I'm just giving a shout-out to the dudes as well, in case, you know, because, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but, I mean, do they come out looking like a guy version of Natalie Portman? And Thor,
no, you know,
like, something pathetic.
No,
right
well,
there.
That's an interesting thing. They don't just switch everything around. Like Chris Pine is the male lead; he plays a spy, and they have a lot of fun with the fact that he's kind of like obviously enamored by her, but
obviously
she's a god and can beat him up, and so he's sort
that is kind of hot.
And I think they balanced it all very nicely. It's not a preachy film by any regard. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right. Woman kick ass.
So you'd send your 4.5-year-old niece to it, or is it a little bit too... Because there's some pretty heavy war play in there.
4.5 might be too young.
Yeah.
It's a bit brutal at times, but, you know, a couple of years after that, definitely, sort of 7 or 8 maybe. There's explosions and machine guns, and it's got a lot of World War II grimness, and there's a scientist in it called Dr. Poison,
which
is pretty cool.
Da, da, da. Shivers.
And it's a lady as well, if you can believe that.
Oh, look, some of the most gnarly doctors are ladies. I can believe that.
I can believe it.
So all around unified, solid endorsement.
Five stars?
From Fabian movie. Yeah, I'd give it the movie of the year. Yep. If you want to read my article, I interview with it, and from yesterday's Herald, so I'm sure there's a few of those lying on the
movie of the year. Movie of the year for you, is it?
No, settle down. Come on. I just think it's really, really good.
Has she still?
And
got
it's
her...
only May. Oh, it's June now. It's June. Yeah.
Has she still got her kit? You know, the bullets and bracelets and the lasso of truth and stuff. Has she still got all of her?
I would hope so. Oh, no, last week you let us in on the no visible plane.
No invisible plane, but the rest of
not very ladylike an invisible plane, I thought.
No, the rest of her kit, which is only slightly less ridiculous than an invisible plane, they managed to integrate it all very awesome. Well. The lasso's awesome. The thing with her, you know, how many kids were on the playground going, I can defend from bullets by putting my wrists in front of each other.
Everyone. Everyone. Yep. You're right.
And they do that, and yeah, and her costume, you sort of think it shouldn't work, but it's pretty...
Works very well.
Faithful to the old school,
yeah.
And she still looks like a proper warrior.
A little bit less of a inauguration decoration. Because I thought she was a little bit US flag last, you know, but say the last couple.
Well, I mean, it's based on that, yeah.
Yeah.
The original, but it does.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, it treads that nice line between the old one paying homage to that, and it looks like a suit of armor, sort of. Well, a small one, but
yeah.
Still.
Well, she she looks slightly different to how she did when she appeared in Batman versus Superman, and
Batman versus Superman?
It shouldn't work. That's the theme of this film. There are sort of elements here because the people sort of separate DC and Marvel by saying DC characters were created for kids, but Marvel characters were created for teenagers. And so there's this kind of always a slightly more ridiculous quality to the DC characters. But yeah, it still works. That's the theme here. The costume, which is kind of like someone sewed it out of an American flag at times in the old school days, it works here in a weird way. I don't know why. The film just has the confidence of its own vision. Also, not saying anything, but female director, just saying.
Yeah, and potentially that's what I was talking about. It's the first DC film directed by a woman as well, yeah?
Yeah, it's one of the few blockbusters ever directed by a woman. But there's a few coming up, and it's sort of, you know, I bet if you didn't tell most men's rights activists, they wouldn't even know.
Somebody's texted and said, "Oh my God, stop saying ladies." And I kind of
woman, girls,
yeah, woman, girls.
Sorry.
You know,
yeah.
if we're upsetting you by saying ladies, sorry about that. Gosh,
maybe it was just the tone. Maybe we'll just say ladies in another way.
Sometimes I'm just going to throw out there. Sometimes women say the word men in a funny way too, and it can annoy me. But I just, yeah.
It's intonation. We've all got the gift to make word sound pants.
Pants. Hey, yeah. Fanboy.
I'm going to say chicks from now on.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to LA. Hey, next week we'll speak to you about what movie? That's good. I'm going to go and see one. You want to go in 3D and you want to go the big super deal, don't you? For Wonder Woman, yeah.
I don't really care about 3D, but if you like, sure.
But it is available.
The Mummy is out next week. The Tom Cruise Mummy.
Which I really like the trailer for. I don't like Tom Cruise, but I really like the trailer. So that's...
I'm the other way around. I really like Tom Cruise.
But you don't like the Mummy.
I like the trailer. But I haven't seen the film yet, so we'll talk about it then.
All right. Hey, thanks very much. You have a great weekend, my friend.
See you later. I'd like to say goodbye to all the ladies.
Oh, gosh.
Have a great day.
Fabian Fanboy live on the phone from Los Angeles, California, Hollywood, City of Dreams.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.